Page 71. Exercise 9. Listen to the first part of a lesson about bacteria. Complete the sentences. Part 1.
Good morning, class. We've been talking about the different species there are in nature, and today we're going to start studying bacteria. So, as people, we often think of ourselves as the most dominant life form. But compared to bacteria, humans are not that impressive. For a start, did you know that bacteria are one of the oldest living things on Earth? Many species have been wiped out, but bacteria have been around for about 4 billion years. We humans have only been on this planet for about 200,000 years.
That's impressive. What are bacteria exactly?
Well, like plants and animals, they're living organisms, and like all living things, they grow and they also reproduce. But bacteria are usually made of only one cell, and they don't need a mate to reproduce. When a cell is ready, it cuts itself into two halves. Each half is similar to the other half and forms a new bacteria cell.
Wow! What an efficient way of reproducing!
It certainly is. And think of this. One bacterial cell is so small you can't even see it, but in perfect conditions, it can reproduce every 20 minutes. In 10 hours, one single bacterial cell could grow into a colony of over 1 billion.
That sounds scary. Where do all these bacteria live?
Good question. First, bacteria can adapt to just about any environment. They've been found in the freezing Antarctic and in temperatures of 108 degrees Celsius. They're in the soil and flying in the air. There are also bacteria on the outside and inside of every animal, plant, and tree. In fact, billions of them live on people. On each of us, there are 10 bacterial cells for every one human cell.